Now, let's do a bit of kitchen science, because I see you have got hold of two copies of my book, which is why I'm feeling a little bit nervous that my book is being involved in an experiment. You better not harm this.
No, they're very nice, new, very yellow books.
I know they're very nice and very new. Are they going to remain that way?
They should be. As long as we're not too violent with them, it should be fine.
Okay, what Dave wants you to do, if you're going to try this at home, is to go and find two paperbacks. And if you can find two copies of my book, I'll be very touched. But he's got two copies of this book, about the same size as each other. What have people got to do with it?
Okay, so we're going to show you how you can make books as strong as a person. Okay, so what I want you to do is take the two books. You may have done the kind of card sharpening shuffles, which you've seen on films, or possibly you can do them at home if you spend a lot of time playing cards at home.
So what is this fancy shuffle where you hold the cards and then leaf them, so one goes then the other goes, and they pack up on top of each other alternately.
So what we're trying to do is interleave the pages on the two books. So we're going to get them so the two places where they open face each other, then move them close to each other, and then just gently sort of, you don't have to interleave one page to another page. You want to just interleave maybe four or five pages and four or five pages. So I'm putting in four pages from one book and four pages from the other book and a few pages from one book and a few pages from the other book. This always takes far longer than you'd want to talk about on the radio. So if Chris can keep...
He's done about 10 pages so far.
Sorry, what we're going to do is we've got one book sort of inserted inside the other one, haven't we?
Sort of, yeah, interleaving the pages. So you're going to get sort of about 50 or 60 changes from one book to the other as you interleave them.
Okay. And then what do you want people to do?
Okay, then I want you to push the two books together a bit so the overlap gets up to sort of inch and a half, so 2 or 3 centimetres.
So you've ended up almost with one book inserted inside the cover of another
one. Yeah, that's the idea. Then hold on to two books near the spines and just try and pull them apart. See what happens.
Pull what? Hang on a minute. So explain, pull these books apart.
So you hold on to one spine with one hand, okay. The other spine with the other hand, and just pull them apart and see whether you can.
Try and separate the two books.
Just try and separate the two books just by pulling.
But that doesn't sound too difficult. Why is that special?
Try it. Let's find out. That's the whole point. Experiment.
Okay. All right, well, we'll come back to Dave with my book later in the programme and see if he manages to destroy it or not.